Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. It's also my mom's birthday, so that's right. I remembered. You gotta push yourself. It's the small things in life. But yeah, it's still going. Life is still a moving. It's still a trucking. And yeah, I'm still trying to keep my mind together. But I was reading this morning in Romans, and I just want to go over this. Again, there's the carnal, the five senses, which we are. You have the five senses in life. You can see life through five senses, taste, touch, smell. That's what you see. Then there's the spiritual side of life. And the spiritual side is everywhere, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual and against principalities and rulers and powers and everything else. But I was reading this morning in Romans chapter 1, and verse 16, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the inherent power of God unto safety and salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in these gospels, is God's righteousness revealed or made visible out from faith to faith." Notice it doesn't say acts. Notice it doesn't say law. It says faith, believing specifically in what you hear. And this gospel, this word, is spiritual. And it is in direct opposition. There's so many things in here that you have to renew and renovate your mind to what it says in order to live a life that is spiritual. We jump over to Romans chapter 2. Actually, I think it's chapter 3. Yeah, Romans chapter 3, verse 21. Well, let's say do verse 20. It says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified or set forth as righteous in his sight, in God's sight. For by law is the knowledge," or being acquainted with, "the knowledge of sin." Nobody knew what sin was before the law. But then when the law came, it showed what it was. And what happens is, the result of doing evil, the result of stuff, because, like, I mean, it took me a while to understand all this. There's the law which came to show what sin was. But what does it do? At verse 9 in chapter 2 of Romans, "Tribulation or pressure and affliction and anguish or distress or conflicts upon every soul of man that doeth the evil." What it does in your life, it starts affecting and causing effect in your life. Pressure and tribulation and anguish, all these things happen. However, you are righteous the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You're upright with God. And before Christ came, you had to follow law in order to be upright with God. But now, you don't. You're upright with God the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And the effect on your life when you do things that are antithetical to what God says, the spiritual law of life, it's going to cause that tribulation and anguish in your life. If you want to get away from that, clean your life up, clean your mind up. But verse 19, "Now we know that whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them who are under law, that every mouth may be stopped and the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified or set forth as righteous in his sight. For by law is the knowledge," or being acquainted with, "that knowledge of sin. But now," right now, "the righteousness of God apart from law is made visible or openly known or manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness which is out of faith," or by faith, "of Jesus Christ unto all them that believe. For there is no difference or distinction." The mystery is that the middle wall of the partition was broken down by Christ's acts. You have the Jews that were the chosen people, where God told Abraham he'd be a God to him, to his seed in their time. He'd be a God to his people. And then the Gentiles, which were the people who were not chosen of God. But now, right now, the righteousness of God is revealed to everybody through faith of his son, Jesus Christ. And the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Once you do that, you are a part of that promise, that Abraham, the Abrahamic promise that he would be a God to him, to his seed. He's your God right now. Verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We are freed from this stuff, and it's grace that does it. It took me a long time to even understand grace. That you're given this stuff without anything. There's nothing you do that results in a higher esteem with God, for he is not a respecter of persons. And that's the loving disposition he has for you. And once you start again to put this stuff in your mind, to start to read the word, to start to realize who you are, it's a beautiful place to be. Be not anxious for one thing. Don't be careful, anxious for one thing, but in all things through prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers to personal need, let your specific request be declared unto God with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. And God's peace will protect you and protect you through everything because that's what he said he'll do. It protects and fortifies you because it surpasses understanding. It surpasses the emotional revolvings of the mind. It surpasses the secret motives of the mind. It's a beautiful thing. If you're living in fear, that's not what God wants for you. If you're living worried about the law, that's not what God wants for you. You are righteous. And you got to understand that. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Always, when you pray, it's to God. Never to Jesus Christ. It's to God lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. I pray for everything that's going on that we can get through it. I ask you for energy and for focus, that I can knock out this chair and that there are absolutely no more problems or issues with it, that it turns out beautifully and that the customer is happy. I also pray for just everybody that's working with us, that they can deal with me right now, but also that the job gets done and that it's... That it gets done the first time. I thank you again for just everything you do for us. I thank you for my brother. I pray for his hand that he has full function and full strength and he gets that feeling back. And I'm just very thankful you protected him. I thank you for getting my sister here and just how much of a great day it's going to be. And I just lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.